The all-new Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Bob Franklin.
Well, Tony Martin's here.
Yeah.
There's no sign of Bob Franklin at this stage.
It's an empty chair.
Mind you, it may have more to say.
I know. The chair was really kicking ass off air just before we started.
Last time Bob came in, I think he said four words in the whole hour.
And all of those were derogatory towards the station, which was nice.
That's always the case when Bob's in
town.
We
love Bob.
If he does come in, we are going to attempt to startle him.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
we do. And, you know, yes. you know what would startle him? If we did all the segments that we've been promising to do in these intros for the last 3 weeks. What is that thing about stuff falling out of planes?
What was that?
It was something you sizzled up on Monday.
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot about that. But I've got something better. Someone's deep-fried some Coke. Cola.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm startled.
Yeah, good, good.
Richard Marsland is startled.
Massively.
Everyone will be startled by today's Get This.
The Salvation Army's counsellors do their best to help, but it's an uphill battle.
That's Queen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. It's Get This Around the Nation. Myself, Tony Martin. That bloke is Ed Cavalier.
Good morning.
We've got Richard Marsland.
How you doing, Tone?
Thank
He's
you.
Got the buttons, believing him. Sometimes. Yeah. Hit one if you could for Bob Franklin. There he is. Welcome back, Bob.
Hello, all.
How does it feel to be back on Triple M?
Not great, to be honest.
Okay, here's what Ed predicted you would say.
Well, Tone, it takes a big part of my day, really. So, yeah. Doesn't really feel this way or that way about it, to be honest.
And here's what I predicted you'd say.
Well, in fact, you're lucky to get me back. What with the contempt that you people show for your listeners.
So,
there's no point in me coming in, really, was it?
We've installed the Bob Franklin 5000. But we did, you know what we've been talking about on the show is your performance on Australian Idol the other night. What energy. What, I mean, just...
I can't imagine what you're talking about, to be honest.
It was the bit where you were just sitting there without a microphone with your head in your hands.
Well, Kyle was going on and on about something.
Yeah. Yeah, I prefer my humiliation on, you know, torture sites on the internet.
So, you know, what has been the highlight of the Boytown publicity? So I should point out, Boytown, the movie, opens today. Your chance to see Bob Franklin here singing and dancing.
Yeah.
What's been the highlight of the tour?
Well, they've sort of kept me away from the whole publicity machine.
Why?
Can't fucking think why.
Oh, really? Is that what I thought it was?
I don't know.
If I can think why, I think he said.
I think that's what he said.
I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
It's a mystery, isn't it?
I was quite startled. I have to say I was startled.
Yeah.
And it's the day to be startled.
Why is that?
Because it's the day we play.
Let's start above Franklin. Let's start above Franklin.
And it's really hard to do when he's not here.
Let's start above Franklin. Let's start now.
No, not now.
No.
Good luck. Good luck, everyone.
We'll be startled. We'll get to the startling later.
Because I think you maintain that you remained unstartled from last time, Bob.
I think I was generally unstartled, yes.
Glenn Robbins called in and claimed he'd seen you startled in the early 90s.
He was never going to startle me, Robbins, was he? What's he got to offer?
Hey, we had Glenn in here yesterday, and we were trying to, you know, get some dirt on the guy. Yeah. Because, you know, he's a bit of a...
Squeaky clean.
Teflon Glenn.
Yeah.
Very rarely shows up in the women's mags, you know, punching out photographers. Have you got any dirt on Glenn? You've worked with him for years.
He knocks his wife around.
Does he?
I
didn't know he did that, and I didn't know he was married.
Mm. Yeah, he's kept it all pretty quiet, hasn't he?
Double bombshell. Amazing.
Bob, if we could play any music at all on today's show, and we can't, what would that music be?
Ooh, I'd probably go for an old Will Hay song from the 30s.
Oh, Will Hay and the Crazy Gang?
No, he wasn't really one of the Crazy Gang.
He was often the headmaster with the
he
Crazy...
He was the headmaster with Moore Marriott and Graham Moffat.
Yeah, see, often...
Sure, I don't need to tell you that.
No, I'm across Moffat's work. You know, I'm wearing a Moffat T-shirt today.
Ed's often confused because we talk about British sitcoms of the 70s, but you've decided, nah, bugger it, let's go back to the 30s.
Yeah, no.
Get back where it started.
We'll be talking Norman Wisdom next.
Oh, can we?
Who is Norman Wisdom?
The ABC for some reason.
Yeah, I know you're joking, Ed, when you say that.
No, I got a Norman Wisdom single underneath my Moffat t-shirt.
You know how much I love the ABC, Ed.
You spend most of your time on this program lording up how much you like their work.
What about those movies?
Uh-oh.
Like, somebody at the ABC has bought 25 black and white films from the 1930s.
For a buck.
And it's just rotating them over and over again.
Let's face it, it's better than anything they're producing at the moment.
There you go.
What are they doing at the ABC? They're trying to eliminate bias. And who is this twat, Gerard Henderson from the Sydney Institute? What is his deal?
What's the Sydney Institute?
What is the Sydney Institute? Very creepy sounding organisation.
Sounds pretty pro. Like, it sounds like I'd go to Sydney and they'd have an institute, go in there, and I'd come out thinking, you know what? Those guys are onto it. Those guys are onto something. And I feel smarter for having been there.
And what is it that they're on about? What I love is that every day you open the paper, there's another one in the Australian Today, there's these massive whole-page interviews with this bloke, Gerard Henderson, whining and whinging about how he hasn't got a voice.
Oh, really?
About how his views aren't being heard on the ABC. They're being heard in every single newspaper in the country.
Yeah, not enough.
Being as they are owned by one bloke.
Yeah, fair enough.
But apparently he's not getting enough coverage on Media Watch.
Oh, is that his problem?
What is the problem with Media Watch? How is their bias on Media Watch? Isn't it just pointing out spelling mistakes?
That's my point, Tone. I'm sick and tired of the bias for the good spellers have had over the ABC. There's a stranglehold the good spellers have had over the ABC.
There is a lot of bias at the ABC.
Is there?
There's bias for really bad sitcoms.
Oh,
can we eliminate that bias?
Well, which ones don't you like at the moment, Tone?
I just don't like any of them.
Any of them?
I just think, why can't we have the Royal Family? Why can't... Remember the Royal Family, Bob? Wasn't that good?
Yes, it was very good.
Why can't that be on, like, at 8 o'clock? Why wasn't Father Ted on at 8 o'clock?
That was
a classic. But we had Beast. We had that one set in a vet's waiting room.
What was that?
They had one called Surgical Spirit.
What was that? Drunk surgeons?
Even the people who were in it can't remember doing it.
Wow.
Why can't we have the Mighty Boosh?
Yeah, why can't...
Why wasn't the Fast Show on the ABC?
Oh, Fast Show. That was
why wasn't that on?
Yeah.
Why haven't we had Brass Eye?
Have you tried to get something on the ABC, Tone?
Yes.
What?
I tried to get The Office on the ABC. I went in and had a meeting with the ABC about 3 years ago. And said
Dressed
as Ricky Gervais. It was about something else. In fact, I was pitching a show of yours, Bob, called Introducing Gary Petty.
Great show.
Yes, good luck with that. Good luck getting that anywhere near the ABC.
I went in and said, what about The Office, this thing that's on in England? And this woman goes, I watched the first 15 minutes of the first episode. It was a bit boring.
Mm. She's right, though.
And then they ended up waiting till Foxtel had played it for a year. Yeah. And then they played it. But I've already done this rant before.
I think you have.
This is a Groundhog Day rant.
Yeah, this is a rant. I thought you had a new rant ready. I was sitting back in my chair. I'd got my cup of tea. I had my bowl of Weet-Bix ready. Yeah. I was going to kick back for 4 or 5 minutes while you went off at something called the Sydney Institute. What happened?
Well, I don't know.
Why can't you maintain the rage anymore?
I can maintain the rage.
You've lost your rage, Tone.
What sort of shows are we getting on this new ABC?
You've sold out, Tone.
This new ABC. What's their new catchphrase? It's your ABC, John Howard.
Look at you.
Can it get you anything?
There we go, that's better.
Are you seasoned comfortably?
Yeah.
What fantastic shows have they got coming up? I think I wrote a few of them down. Here's one that Mark Scott and Gerard Henderson have cooked up.
Oh, is it?
Keith Windschuttle presents the Peter Costello story as told to Andrew Bolt by a visibly aroused Alan Jones. That's one of the new unbiased shows the AB are going to be running.
Are they, everyone's playing themselves. Like, no one has to play a visibly aroused Alan Jones.
Oh,
you're going to play it.
Well, Gerard Henderson could do that.
That'd be the
David Flint would give him a reach around. That'd be ready
to go.
There
we go. The reach around hour with Flint and Jones. Now we're talking.
Just these foppish right-wing gentlemen.
That's a good... Now
did you see Gerard Henderson when that Alan Jones book was coming out? He's on the radio going... He's going, I mean, why can't someone write a book about the sex life of Kerry O'Brien? Why can't one of these darlings of the left write a book about the sex life of Philip Adams? He's going, no, you write it!
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing going on at that institute. You write it if you need that book.
Exactly, fair enough. What other shows they got coming up,
Tom? Why can't Keith Windschuttle, here's an idea, instead of writing a book about the myth of the stolen generation, why doesn't Keith Windschuttle write a book about the myth of children overboard?
There you go.
That was an actual myth. We all know that.
Is
that enough of a rant for you?
I'm bored, so yeah.
I think we've got to inject some balance into this program.
Yep.
We're sitting around here bagging perhaps the views of the Sydney Institute.
Perhaps.
I think we should be giving John Howard a run.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of people, and this will startle you, Bob Franklin. Have you heard John Howard rapping?
Well, he was round my house the other day.
Was he? What was he busting out? Rhymes?
Yeah, I mean, NWA stuff.
He seems up to a bit of NWA.
100 miles and running.
Yeah.
We did play a piece a couple of weeks back where we had John Howard's Bananas song.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of requests to play that again.
Yes.
Before it goes off.
Yes.
Like a banana.
Well, a great link tone, yep.
And obviously Howard is on tour. He's trying to get his act into the States.
He is. He's trying to crack that market. It's a huge market.
A lot of controversy.
There's a massive market for 60-odd-year-old white Prime Minister rap in America. The Belgian Prime Minister is kicking ass at the charts.
And we spoke to John Howard about this matter a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
On Get This.
Mr. Howard, Kyle Sanderlands describes your new single as a bucket of pus.
Mm.
Now, I know you're both trying to break into the US market. Is he playing personal politics there?
I don't feel that he's playing personal politics.
No.
He's wrong when he says I'm not in touch.
But some might say that a crunked up remix of Yes, We Have No Bananas is
not exactly a creative
breakthrough.
You've got to keep at it and at it and at it. And eventually...
Yeah.
One hopes there'll be a breakthrough.
But you've even been knocked back by Sesame Street.
We have been used to being knocked back in the past, and I'm sure that will continue to be the case, but eventually there will be a breakthrough.
Okay, well, we'll see. Let's have a listen to a bit of the single.
Yes, yes, we have no...
You're not getting one, brother.
No, we got no...
Bananas.
So don't throw your...
Bananas.
Away. Wanna see your...
Bananas.
Show me the...
Bananas.
You can give me some...
Bananas.
Wanna eat your...
Bananas.
Man, there's some big...
Bananas.
Some dope fresh...
Bananas.
There you go. I mean, it's not exactly setting the charts alight.
Well, it's in the 20s in... the United States,
right.
In the 30s to 40s in Europe, and higher than that still in Japan.
Okay. Now, look, the Pope has been roundly condemned for his rather frank statement that your music is so freaking sexy it can cause even the most steadfast celibate to seek refuge in self-pleasure.
I mean, they can do that as frequent as they choose, and I think you were just about to do so.
Please, Mr. Howard, let's keep it clean. Is it appropriate for the Pope
they may not like what His Holiness said.
No.
And whether he should have said it or not is, in a sense, beside the point.
Right,
but
right.
We are meant to believe in free speech, and we are meant to not overreact.
Cardinal Arturio has been mystifyingly quoted as saying, it could have been worse, it could have been Nickelback.
Well, I think the Cardinal has a point.
Just on that, Nickelback have been terrorising Canada for several years now. Are you planning to take steps to prevent any upcoming tours of Australia?
Tony, I'm not going to answer a hypothetical question based on something I hope and pray never happens,
right.
And that is just not a question I care to answer.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, that the Canadians have suffered enormously, and I feel very deeply for what's happened.
Have you been along to check out Nickelback yourself?
That really is not something I want to do.
Fair enough. Now, moving on to your new album, that's called...
Murder and Terrorism and Hatred.
Yeah, now, see, this is interesting. I mean, you're very conservative in Parliament, but up on stage, suddenly there's all this, I don't know, Slipknot-style...
Now, come on, Tony, you can go back, you've got plenty of archival footage here.
Oh, sure. I mean, you've been slaughtering a goat on stage now.
For years and years and years.
And one of your biggest fans says you're a cross between Marilyn Manson and Hanson, although he was very drunk when he said that.
I think you have to bear that in mind in looking at Peter Costello's comments.
But on stage, do you observe any standards of public decency?
No, we make our own assessment of these things.
Well, let's go out with a few of your trademark...
demonstrations and threats of violence.
I'll get you started. They call him John Howard. He's more like Jude Law.
I think that's a link that some people might draw.
His rating on MySpace is Pimp or Love Rat.
And that means that on occasions it can go above that.
His rhymes and his beats, they're so ill and deranged.
We're sick of the cost and we want some change.
So lock all the doors and ladies, be seated.
Until... our mission has been completed.
The rhymes are delicious.
It's far more capricious.
It's much more insidious.
And of course it's hideous.
It's skew-whiff and disjointing.
It's very strange and disappointing.
Did the wheat board investigate?
Well, Tony, I'm not going to speculate.
Yes, that'd be Pink here at Get This, and before that, the Rapping Styles of 1 Cent. Bob Franklin is with us around the nation. Oh, look, Boytown, it's opening today. Have we said that enough?
No. Yeah, it's quite enough, I think.
I think people are going to like it. There's going to be some people who aren't going to like it.
Well, you know, that's rather like saying that when we went to war with Japan or with Germany, they were not going to like it very much and get angry about it.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Downer.
What?
Thanks for interjecting. I love how, have you noticed?
Get out of here, Downer. How did he get in here? Who turned on his microphone?
He's got a girlfriend, I reckon.
No, what?
Alexander Downer.
I reckon.
Have a listen to this.
North Korea went ahead with a nuclear test, as was discussed in New York at a meeting of foreign ministers I attended, chaired by Condi Rice a couple of weeks ago.
Condi!
Wow.
He's always calling her Condi.
He makes her sound like some sort of dinner. Condi Rice, anyone? Sauce, anyone?
I had a meeting with Combination Rice last week. That's what she'll be called on this show.
Combination Rice.
Who have we got? We've got the president of Iran.
Yeah, I'm a dinner jacket.
I'm a dinner jacket.
Meeting with Combination Rice.
Sorry, it's not the 7:30 report, Bob.
Sorry, I was dropping off there.
Condoleezza Rice. It sounds like the units of currency in a European country to me.
Really?
You can have a condor, some Lee jeans, or some food, some rice. What do you want? Condor? You can have a bird of prey. You can have decadent Western style trousers, or some rice.
Decadent Western style trousers.
Condor, Lee's, or rice. Which one do you want?
Your blue jeans, sir. Your blue jeans.
I want the condor.
I'd like a condor.
This is not any kind of conversation in any kind of language I recognise or understand. Bob, the weak link of this program is sport. We know bugger all about sport, but you're a sportsman, are you not?
I do dabble.
Your team won this year, Bob.
We just won the final, yes.
Not bad. What are they called? What's your team called?
Middle Park.
Yeah, good work. And who did you face in the final?
We faced the mighty St. Albans Vukovar.
And were they red hot favourites?
They were. I mean, they've only been beaten about three times in the last 3 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So how'd you go? Like, were you standing? Because you're a right back, are you not?
Yes.
And how'd you go? Did you keep him out? Did you keep him out nicely?
Well, it was 5-2.
5-2? So,
obviously, must have done something wrong at 2 points.
Did you get on the score sheet?
No.
How would you celebrate? If you got a goal, would you sort of walk casually back, or would you go right off?
I'd probably pick up a couple of hoogers later and then...
Leave them halfway. I leave them halfway line.
Well, that's sport.
Sports covered. Thank you,
sports covered. Saw you on Thank God You're Here a couple of weeks ago.
Hysterical.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
I'm being wolf whistled by the staff this morning because of my appearance in the
Tony,
some
man.
Kind of superhero costume.
You looked hilarious.
That's so wrong. Dressing up like that.
Is that the first time you've ever worn something like that?
No.
What are the other times?
Sketches. Only in sketches.
Real life?
Yeah. No, in real life, no. When I was a kid, I've talked about it, my grandmother knitted me a Batman costume.
Right. Knitted you a Batman costume?
Yeah, I wanted a Batman costume and she just went, I can knit one.
So was it woolen?
Yeah, it was, if you can imagine, an all-over grey tea cosy. The idea of Batman's costume is it's meant to strike fear into the hearts of supervillains. Very hard to do that when your bat cowl has a pom-pom on the top.
You're good at keeping their drinks warm, though.
Yeah. A jaunty scarf is no substitute for a utility belt.
Did you have your glasses on this time?
Probably. Yes, I could actually see what
you
I was
did,
doing.
Tom, you did.
But, it's
how did you guess that, Mrs. Jenkins?
That was weird.
That's what she was called in the script.
That's even what she was called.
I couldn't believe it.
But Mrs. Jenkins is just one of our go-to comedy names.
I couldn't believe it. What are your other ones?
Our other ones?
Yeah.
Whenever Tom Gleisner needs a shonky cop, his name is Darren Manane. I don't know why.
Darren Manane.
Shane Davenport is a name I like. I'm sure there's probably a real person. But you just have go-to names that you reach for.
Yeah.
Very odd.
What's yours,
Andy? Armitage Shanks is mine from now on.
Nice.
Armitage Shanks, which is, of course, our windswept panel operator, David Bowie. Now, I'm just on the Armitage Shanks Wikipedia page here.
I notice I'm listed as a Wikipedia vandalism phenomenon.
You are.
Hey!
Finally a phenomenon.
As well as a radio personality, obviously.
Personality? Point your pen at me. Here we go. other uses of the name Armitage Shanks. The company, because it's, you know, it's a toilet brand, the company has inspired other people and groups to use the name, sometimes as an example of toilet humour. Right. Armitage Shanks is a band in the UK, a rock band. Right. It's a pseudonym for the ringmaster of a Seattle, Washington-based circus. It's the first song on Green Day's 1995 album Insomniac, and it's one of the nicknames for Richard Marsland, panel operator for Get This. Look at you, look at the company you're in, Rich.
Yeah, top of the world.
UK rock band, Green Day, a ringmaster from Seattle, doesn't say what kind of ringmaster, right? And it's all under the bracket that I know that you live in, toilet humour.
And also a brand of toilet.
You've done well.
There is. Yeah, we're getting a lot of people telling us there's a punk band called Armitage Shanks.
Oh, really?
We're getting a lot of people saying to go to TonyMartin.com, but it's not me. It's, and Bob would know who it is. It's the bloke from Black Sabbath. Isn't there a Tony Martin in Black Sabbath, Bob? Or there was, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
This person here, David McDonald, has emailed us to say that Tony Martin was the seventh and final vocalist for Black Sabbath. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. No.
You've often got Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath on the 3-in-1 when I've been around to your place.
Yes, I think they went a bit skew-whiff sort of later.
Did they?
Later in their career, yes.
What's on the stereo at the moment, Bob? Come on.
On the stereo at the moment, I think it was Ace of Spades.
Really?
Oh, nice one.
Oh, that's good. Why can't we get that? Is that coming up on the Essential 2006 countdown?
I think so. I saw Motorhead perform Ace of Spades a little while ago.
Same.
Well, was that when they were opening for Motley Crue?
No, I saw them at Hammersmith Odeon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
No one's teeth left standing, hopefully, at that gig.
You'd hope not, wouldn't you?
No.
It'd be a disgrace if there was.
Bouncer's just knocking you out as you left. Show us your teeth. Right, I can see one. Yeah. Whack.
You're welcoming, don't you, really?
What are we going to do? We're going to startle Bob Franklin.
Hopefully.
How are we going to do that? With facts and information?
I have got some of the most startling things ever printed in newspapers sitting in front of me.
Yeah?
And Bob, we should probably get a mat to lie down behind your chair because you're going to, fall straight off it.
We'll see.
Well, let's just try. I've got one here. Just chosen at random from my pile of articles.
There you go.
Here we go. Will this startle Bob Franklin? Police responded to a report of a man in New York trying to kill himself with a hammer. How would you do that? Just on the top of the head?
You hit yourself once.
Like an intent peg into the ground? Would that be the way?
Just hammer yourself into the ground.
I mean, I'm sure it can be done. I'm not saying it can't be done.
I reckon it can't be done. I reckon after the first hit to your own head with a hammer,
yeah,
you'd probably go... I should probably get someone else to help out.
Yes.
That's probably enough of that, isn't it? After the one hit.
He's not
startled by that at all.
Not even remotely startled.
Maybe pliers or something. I would have. might have taken a step back, but not a hammer.
What about a Nerf bat? Trying to club yourself to death with a Nerf bat.
Yeah.
That takes time.
It's a long-term project, obviously. Have a crack at it, Ed.
Man arrested for drive-by crossbow shooting.
Mm.
Okay, here we go. A little rock man who...
Was this back in the Middle Ages?
No, it's yesterday, Bob. He was driving his car along the highway, and he cut somebody else off. That guy, the guy with the crossbow, chased him until he parked his car, shot the back windscreen out with a crossbow, and then kept yelling and ranting like a maniac. And when he got out of his car, the guy was shooting little crossbow things at him.
Fair enough, too.
Not startled?
Not startled at all. I've often considered having the old crossbow in the car myself.
Yeah. You'd have to get rid of the medieval catapult, though. I don't know how you get under a low bridge with that, Bob.
Unnecessarily.
Okay, that is...
Depends how you pack the boot, doesn't it?
That is such a poor attempt at startling someone. Hopeless.
Terrible.
We're going to have to drag the listeners into this. And that's going to be next.
Get this.
Somewhat... like a retarded twisty.
For the next big thing from Mercedes-Benz, the all-new Sprinter.
Hey, it's Get This around the nation on Triple M or KOFM in Newcastle. Bob Franklin has joined us this morning. And do you get into the podcasting, Bob, can I ask?
I barely started using the phone, to be honest.
Right, so do you have an iPod? Have you got anything like that?
No.
You haven't got a KTEL iPod selector. That's an invention one of our listeners came up with yesterday. It's fantastic. One of yours, was it, Mars?
Yeah.
Mr. Marsland helping us put together the new podcast.
We're going to try and trick it up again.
That's right. That's what we're going to do.
Thanks, Kim.
Matty Dow, been up till all hours working on the podcast.
It's not quite slave labour, but I'll tell you what, it's not far away.
And he's trying to use this ancient computer system.
This system is a crook system.
Ed Cavalier tried to master that.
A crook system?
You claimed you could operate this,
Oh, that thing. Mate, Tone, don't give me that. I could swap with Marsden right now, and the rest of the show would just be slick as... Look at that.
That's what you told us.
But soon it became clear... He was making it all up.
Where are these clips coming from?
Excuse me.
What is going on?
Why are these people wandering and insulting me in frankly bizarre Scottish accents and then wandering back out?
What a fantastic podcast we got this week.
What do we got?
Mostly Greg Fleet. Greg Fleet ranting on and on. We've got our friend Triple M's Kathy Dinn is in there. Thing we played earlier.
Kathy Dinn, we call it,
What's his name? John Howard?
Oh, yes.
That rapping bananas.
On there?
That's on the podcast.
Yeah, good.
We've got a little bit of your friend Rob Carlton.
Oh, my homeboy.
He's a good tea. He's a very good guest.
Anything for Snatto fans?
Nothing for Snatto fans. Have to wait till it comes around
the
again.
Snatto fans are, the Snatto fans that sort of have came up to me as I walked in the studio and into the station today have told me that because he was on the podcast and because he came in yesterday, that we're okay for the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But they said, be warned, they're listening.
I was told to go to his page on the internet yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And the spelling mistake version of Santo Chilaro's name, Snatto Garo, has become so popular... That's now what he's listed as on Wikipedia.
And you know, I remember that other misspelling that Susanna told me.
What was that?
If you type his name, if you type Santo Chilaro into like a Word document and then try and spell check it, it comes up as Saint Clarendon.
Really? Saint Clarendon. Snaton Gloron was one that I remember him getting in the mail.
I'm out of space.
But it's good to see that, you know, our spelling mistake has made it onto Wikipedia.
Hey, man.
Effecting real change.
We are.
And get this.
Really?
But what about music?
We should start an institute.
Bob loves a bit of music. He loves a bit of Sabbath. He loves a bit of the Blue Oyster Cult.
Are you a Blue Oyster Cult fan?
Big Blue Oyster Cult fan, yeah.
Wow.
Do you like the cowbell sketch?
Just me and this other guy in America.
But don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
You must
keep in touch.
You still into it? Yeah, me too.
Come on.
Sweet, maintain the rage.
But you must be into the cowbell sketch. You've seen that, surely.
Sorry?
Christopher Walken saying that the Blue Oyster Cult need more cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell.
You haven't seen that?
Oh, you'd have to go to YouTube.
I'll show you, Bob.
If you don't even know what YouTube is, do you, Bob?
No. I've got a gramophone.
Wow. Okay.
Time for some music. Bob, thank you for bringing in your guitar. What I'd like you to do is, when I say go, I'd like you to really get stuck into a lick, and then just for a brief moment, forget where you are and what you're doing. And then cracked straight back in just a second later.
Something like this?
Well, not just yet, Bob, but I appreciate your
very good, though.
You're working well, aren't
we? Yeah. And then the rest of you, well, Tone, you can sing whatever you feel. Sing your emotions. And Rich?
Harmonica.
Are you going to play harmonica?
I know that Bob plays a mean harp.
A mean harp?
Could somebody play something,
okay,
please?
Okay, two, three, four. Way you go, Bob.
Yeah. Don't Fear the Reaper. That's you too here at Get This Around the Nation. Bob Franklin is in a new film called Boytown, which opens today.
And you can see him in a... Is that your little goatee that you had, or is that a prosthetic goatee?
No, it was prosthetic.
Nice. Right. And a lovely bit of backward Kangol hat action from you, Bob.
Oh, well, we do what you can.
Keeping it real, y'all.
Aren't you in this new sitcom called Stupid, Stupid Man, which starts on Fox till November? Is that you?
Yes.
Wayne Hope and Matt Newton. Looks good. What do you reckon, Bob?
Yes, one of the best things I've been involved with, I will have to say.
Into that.
Yeah, till about a week after it comes out, then you'll start bagging it.
Oh, for sure.
We are brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter.
Mm.
It's so big, you'll be quite startled when you have a look at it.
Mm.
Is that a queue? I think it is.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
The bells, they toll.
Let's startle Bob Franklin. Let's startle Bob Franklin. Let's startle Bob Franklin. That's him over there.
Let's startle him. Let's see if we can blast him out of his spiritual torpor. Live on ear, what have you got for him, Ed Cavalier?
takes the cake. Los Angeles, the world's most expensive wedding cake, has made its debut. It costs $27 million for a wedding cake.
Bob, $27 million for a wedding cake.
Well, I got a sausage roll from Brumby's the other day that was, I think it was 28.5.
So, not even a flicker.
You,
okay, all right, we've got to startle him. What about this? Here's a fact from our very good friends at Zoo Weekly. I love their pub ammo page, full of startling information. More women in the UK own sex toys than have cats. Yes. More people, like, think how many cats there would be.
It's a lot of...
Lots of cats.
Yeah, why does... Yeah,
but more people have vibrators.
Mm. That's Britain for you, isn't it?
Those women, they love to have one purring away in their lap. It had to be said, it had to be done, it's over with, we move on. But okay. Not even remotely startled.
Okay, Mr. Franklin. A Chinese university aiming to produce socially elite graduates is to make golf compulsory for students.
Yes, I felt that this was coming.
Golf.
Compulsory golf.
At primary school, mini golf?
No, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Start them early.
That's amazing.
That's startling. I'm startled by that. Golf, compulsory at school. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, that's what... It's okay, how about this? At my school, Bob, it was near on compulsory to play basketball bouncy ball game where 30 people would stand at one end of the basketball courts, 30 people would stand at the other. Mm. You'd get one of those hard rubber, extremely bouncy balls and just bounce it from one side of the playground to the other all lunchtime.
Yes, that would explain why you turned out like you did, wouldn't it, really?
All right. Okay,
here... We used to play a game where we'd all get in the gym and a particularly sadistic PE teacher would hurl a ball at us until... And if it hit you, you were out. Often, literally.
And what was that called, that game?
It was called Weber Ball after the teacher in question.
And would he make you play?
Strange, because he wasn't called Weber. No, he was. Mr. Weber. Weber Ball.
And what, did he make you play? You didn't have a choice?
Oh, good grief, no.
And what was his problem? Racked with self-hatred?
You'd assume so, wouldn't you?
Okay, listen to this. There are more bacteria in your mouth than there are people on the planet. I'm not sure if that's a fact. That might just be an insult. Not sure. More bacteria in your mouth than there are people on the planet. Think about that, Bob.
Yeah, it's also in a handful of soil.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, Bob.
If you put a handful of soil in your mouth, you double the world's population.
There you go. One fell swoop and a tasty treat.
Have a go.
Delicious Osmocote. Now, Bob, how about this? I find this startling, that people who let their animals lick their mouth.
Yes.
You find that startling when you see a dog licking
someone? Positively insist on it.
Bob's got a dog. What's your dog?
I've got a dog called Chester.
Oh, how's Chester going?
He's going very well.
Antics?
Ooh, with an X.
Here is a startling... This will startle you. I promise this will.
Something has to.
Humans, that's us lot, share 99% of their genes with mice. We're only 1% different from your mouse.
Wow.
99% of our genes are the same as a mouse. Listen to this. We even have a gene that produces a tail... Although it's not switched on. Mm. The question is, could it be switched on?
Yeah. Quite easily.
What could you, if you moved around in your chair,
yeah.
Is there some way you could switch on that tail gene and get a tail happening?
What? I think it's a little more complicated than that. I don't think jiggling's going to do it.
The Martin Institute of Jiggling. But what kind of tail would we have?
I don't know.
Fluffy?
A mouse tail.
A mouse tail.
Just a really big, like a sort of, it'd be handy to use as a draft excluder. If the heating was on the fritz, you just go sit by the front door.
Well, like a prehensile one that grips stuff would be nice.
Mr. Marsland!
Like an extra limb.
An extra limb? I could do it with an extra limb.
Yeah.
You know, geez, I'd win some table tennis if I had a tail.
If you're reading a magazine on a windy day, you just use the tail.
Not bad.
Too. Okay.
You could swing from stuff, right? Mm.
We're not startling you, Mr. Marsland. Have a crack. Jump in.
We're on the animal tip. What about lemmings, Bob Franklin? What are lemmings most famous for?
They're killing themselves.
That's right. Apparently, they don't actually kill themselves. It's actually a myth that was created by the Disney film White Wilderness. They pushed all these lemmings off a cliff.
You're joking.
And for some reason, everyone thinks that lemmings actually do kill themselves.
And that's not true. That's just a dirty little anti-lemming...
yeah, propaganda. Whoa. Mm. Once again.
Lemming Equity came on board shortly afterwards.
They're not current.
He seems rattled, maybe even bemused, but I'm not sure.
Mm. I used to drive for the Lemming Society.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah, take them on holiday each year.
Where'd they like to go?
They go to the seaside.
Yes. It's
always a lonely trip back.
All right. Hey, what if we got a little music clip that might startle Bob Franklin? Yeah, you know what that is, Bob.
Mildly startled by that.
Mildly!
What is it,
Bob?
That's Godzilla.
By
Blue Oyster Cult.
By Blue Oyster Cult. And he's mildly startled.
Mildly startled.
We've never got him even mildly before.
Now we're getting somewhere.
All right, I think it's time to bring in the listeners. Oh. Yes.
Let's startle Bob Franklin. Let's startle Bob Franklin.
All right, startle Bob Franklin.
133353.
Give us a call now from anywhere in the country. 133353.
Let's start with Bob Franklin. Let's start with Bob Franklin.
You're listening to Get This Around the Nation.
Let's start with Bob Franklin.
Why not?
Let's startle now.
Yes, Bob Franklin is with us as we play Let's Startle Bob Franklin. Who's on the line?
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Let's get startling, bro.
I think I've got it. All right.
Fire away, Joyce.
There was a woman over in China, and she went into a hospital to have an eye operation.
Yeah.
Right? And basically what happens is she's had the operation, she's come out, she's in bed, she's got the bandages over her eye. She starts to feel sort of a tingling pain sensation. The doctors assured her, you know, it's fine, nothing to worry about. Anyway, a couple of days later, got all her family around her, they take off the bandages. In her face is like this open pit, full swarming with ants.
Oh. Ants.
You are startled.
Mm.
Bob, come on.
Yeah, it's very similar case. happened a couple of years earlier.
Really?
With spiders.
Ah.
Yeah.
You're very worldly, Bob.
So worldly, Jen.
Medical. Thank you.
Excellent effort, though, Jase.
That was a good crack.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, yeah.
You're good, mate. Let's have a crack.
This could be hard. Okay. Jesus Christ. Bob.
Steady on, Brad.
I'm in the market for a new CD player, right? For me car.
You've
but I
come
want
to the
one
right
that,
man.
I want one with Bluetooth and inputs for memory card and USB and all that. Any advice?
I'd actually give that whole idea away and get yourself a gramophone.
Well, I've already got one, but it's...
You got the one gramophone.
You know, repairman.
You're just being greedy, aren't you? Now,
hang on. Is this person called in for Bob'll fix it?
Yeah.
Where's this starting?
No, it's Bob's technological advice. It's a dovetail.
He's trying to startle me by getting right off the subject.
Yeah.
Is it working or not?
It's quite clever.
It's not a bad approach.
Didn't work, but
he's nice. Slightly thrown.
Yeah, good try, Brad. He said it was clever, so that's we're getting somewhere.
Thrown is on the way to startle.
It is. Hello, Katie.
Going.
Excellent. Hello, how are we going to startle Bob?
Okay, the only way you can startle him is to play the new Peter Andre and Jordan song.
Oh, startle
anyone.
Have we got that?
No.
Is it not in the computer? Surely someone on this network's giving that a thrash.
The shebang is and Tough Love.
Exactly.
Played it on heavy rotation.
Yeah. All right. Well, just if you can find it in the computer, Mr. Marson.
Yeah.
But
it's
for those who haven't heard it, could you describe it?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Now,
I think that's the only way you can describe it is awful.
They're doing a version of A Whole New World, the Aladdin song.
Can you hear Peter Andre's stomach muscles?
I think they're playing
percussion. Jordan's breast, you can.
There we go.
Excellent.
Thank you, Katie. Not a bad effort.
Thanks, Katie.
Okay, Nicole, let's go.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I've already startled you.
You've already startled me?
I have already startled you. I was an extra on the Jimon film, The Extra, and at the end of the week of the night shoot, I was existing on about 10 hours sleep, and I kind of plucked up the courage to meet you and had my photo taken with you and was weirding you out with stories of crushes on you.
crushes on me.
I reckon he's starting to go.
Sounds more like you'd had less than 3 hours sleep.
Yeah. You know, Bob is looking slightly startled because it sounded like that story was going to turn Steve.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
There we go.
I mean, this is going.
What's going on the set of The Extra?
Yeah. Oh, good try, Nicole. That is it. I think we're getting somewhere here.
You sure you haven't cleaned that story up, Nicole?
No, that was it, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Frankly.
We might need you to stay on the line, Nicole. Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Ring a ding ding. Hello, Glenn.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're hard at it. How are you going to startle Bob, mate?
Great. Well, you're all looking well this morning. Look, I just wanted to startle Bob by letting him know, ever since he was on last time and you were trying to startle him,
yeah.
I found on an episode of Leno and Woodley, any fans of Bob can watch that episode, and Bob plays a very startled karate student, and it's so good, you don't even think he's acting, and I've actually got him on shuffle startle, and I can watch him with a flick of the switch, you know, even on slow-mo frame-by-frame start on it. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, so you're saying that while you're not prepared to startle him today, you have video evidence that he has been startled in the past.
Correct. He is constantly being startled at my house as we speak.
And that is a fantastic episode, as they all are of that show. Yeah. But
correct.
Is that the one where they're getting into the car, and what do you say, Bob?
So
don't get in that car.
That's what I say. Yes.
They get in the car and you go, don't drive off. They drive off.
Is, I don't know, was it actually an outtake and they just kept the film rolling and happened to get him startled on tape because it's so natural.
Yeah. They were all outtakes, Glenn, yeah. they didn't give me any lines.
Nah, Bob wasn't in that episode. He just showed up in a costume, start saying stuff.
Don't go around that corner.
Off they go.
It's a great
good
scene.
Work, Glenn, going into the archives.
Yeah, nice. Hello, Michael.
Oh, hello there.
How are you, sir?
Bob, it's Michael Caine.
Nice to see you.
Just... Hello. Mate, behave yourself. I know that you're overcome by my fame.
We are a little Bob, bit. How have you started, Bob?
Well...
Nice to talk to you again, Michael.
my old China plate. Do you remember when I was filming on Educating Rita?
Yes.
And do you remember that time you came around and we had a few laughs together?
Yes.
And we decided to get dressed up as ladies? And do you remember that time that we got dressed up as women and performed an illegal act in the middle of Kensington Station? Oh, it was such fun, Michael.
Great days.
I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Great days, weren't they, Michael?
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Mike.
Well...
Not talking.
Thank you, Michael Caine.
You know what? How's that, Bob? Startled?
I reckon he's gone!
Wait, startled Bob Franklin. Yes, startled Bob Franklin. You've startled Bob Franklin. Thanks to everyone who called.
Oh, how do you feel now, Bob?
Ah, well, I mean, it's terrific to hear from Michael again. I really thought we'd lost touch. That's terrific.
Is he still working on that film, Get Franklin?
Rest Franklin.
Is it time to go? I think it might be. Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. I might listen to this show in future.
Hey!
Just a mite.
Hey, thank you, everyone, callers. That was great callers today.
Great callers, as always. Stick around, everyone, for the countdown continues. Yeah. Who knows what Nick Kershaw standard will pop up next?
Sadly, not enough, Kershaw.
Hopefully a bit of Don't Fear the Reaper.
There we go.
That's what we're waiting for on the Essential Countdown. Yeah. Boytown, the film which Bob Franklin stars in with Glenn Robbins and our friend Lockie Hume. Mick Molloy, of course, one of the writers. That's all opening today around the nation, and a key phrase today. There's a lot to choose from.
It's round.
But I think it was that one from Break One that we can't repeat. It certainly had me startled. And we'll be back tomorrow with yet another member of Boytown, Wayne Hope.
Wopey.
And it's all thanks to the Sprinter. You know what that is, the next big thing from Mercedes-Benz. Yeah.